still reading the Writer's Journey, second edition, Mythic Structure for Writers. I've just finished the section on archetypes. Yeah, it was good. I mean, the last couple that I got to were the shadow. This is the idea of the energy of the dark side, the unexpressed, unrealized, or rejected aspects of something or someone. It's, as I was saying in other installments, Christopher Vogler points out that a single character can adopt the mask of the shadow instead of or at the same time as their primary mask, or the shadow could be their primary mask. He points out that the shadow, like all of the archetypes, is a function or mask that can be worn by any character. He gives examples of an officer and a gentleman. The drill sergeant is not only the mentor, but also the shadow, almost killing the Richard Gere character by testing him to the limits. It's, I must admit, Christopher Vogler lost a few points for me, being a Star Wars fanboy myself. Lost a few points for me because while talking about the shadow, he mentions that Darth Vader of the Star Wars series is revealed in Return of the Jedi to be the hero's father. Of course, as any fanboy knows, Darth Vader being the father of Luke is revealed in Empire Strikes Back, not Return of the Jedi. But I guess I can forgive that. It's but yeah, he makes the point, and something that I'm strongly in favour of, and that is that the shadow, your evil character, your antagonist, should be interesting and well-rounded and possibly even sympathetic. Having an all-evil bad guy is a bit of a turn-off for me, because there's no motivation. Why would someone be the bad guy? I think it's really important, and Vogler makes the point that the shadow figures should not think of themselves as villains or enemies. From their point of view, the villain is the hero. They're their own hero of their own story. And the audience's hero is the villain in the villain's story. So the final archetype that he mentions, I'm sure there are more, but that he mentions in the book, is the trickster. The trickster archetype is one that I find really interesting. Because I like trickster heroes. Trickster heroes are the ones where, rather than just the trickster being the minor character, the comic relief, which at its crassest and most obvious, in my opinion, is, and Disney's fond of this, they'll take an established story or myth and they'll add a little trickster character, usually a little animated thing sitting on or floating above the main character's shoulder. It's the little trickster. Now, the trickster serves a function even then, prodding people forward, stopping either the hero or the audience getting too high and mighty. But I'm a real fan of where the hero is a trickster. Maybe not all the time, but adopts the trickster tactic when required. I was recently rewatching Blade Runner, and I'd forgotten that in the scene where Deckard, played by Harrison Ford, is trying to find out or secretly investigate the stripper replicant to find out if she is a replicant, although I think he's already pretty sure that she is. He shows up to talk to her with a false identity, and it's a trickster identity, complete with a funny voice. Well, hello, Mrs. Salome. I'd forgotten it, because it's such a weird thing to see Harrison Ford do, and particularly in Blade Runner, an otherwise fairly deadly serious film. What I like about tricksters is that again, as Vogler points out, they're often catalyst characters. They get, if not the ball rolling, although they can get the ball rolling on the main plot, they prod and poke heroes and or villains, if they're not the hero or villain, into proceeding forward, which I think is great. Also, of course, in an otherwise serious film, they can be a welcome laugh. Vogler quotes the old saying that in drama, you make them cry a lot, make them laugh a little. So yeah, that's the end of the archetype section, and yeah, it was better than I remember. First time I've read it from cover to cover. So heading on now to The Ordinary World.